With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. Montana Republican legislators are asking their leaders to form a special panel to investigate the security of the 2020 election. All but a dozen of the 98 state Republicans have signed on to the request. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager talks with Montana State News Bureau's Sam Wilson to break down what's fueling the effort.
Sam, you broke the news that Montana Republican lawmakers are calling for the creation of a special committee to investigate the state's election security. Can you break down for us what they're asking for?
Yeah, so the letter that was sent to the Senate President and House Speaker, who are both Republicans, is asking them to appoint a special committee, which would include members of both chambers, and they'd be conducting hearings about the security of the state's election system and talking about possible changes. And they're asking for the creation of a committee that would be reflective of their majorities in the House and Senate. So for the Republicans, that would be roughly a two-thirds advantage they'd have over Democrats on that panel. But otherwise, the letter doesn't really say a whole lot else. It doesn't include any specific policy recommendations or instances where they think that the current election system falls short. It makes note of their constitutional duty to write election laws, but doesn't really elaborate on, you know, how this constitutional duty can't be upheld through normal legislative sessions, other than citing kind of a general lack of faith in the election system that they've heard from their constituents.
It seems like they have a decent amount of leverage here. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I'd say that seems fair to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's completely in the hands of the Senate President, Mark Blaisdell, and the House Speaker, Wiley Gault. It's probably worth noting that a lot of the more moderate members of the GOP have also signed on. So even though this is kind of an effort that's being driven by the party's right wing, it clearly has the attention of legislators sort of across the Republican spectrum.
You report that the momentum behind this effort has been building for some time. How so?
Yeah, it's definitely been a major issue nationally since the 2020 election, where after the election, you had Republicans in swing states that went to Biden who have advanced a number of allegations of voter fraud, although to date, no evidence has been brought forward that really proves any coordinated effort to, you know, switch votes or alter the election results to defeat Donald Trump. And in a way, this has trickled down to Montana, and you certainly saw a lot of changes to election laws in the recent legislative session. You know, Republicans mostly adopted the message that Montana's elections are already secure, but, you know, they argued in some cases that changes were needed to push back on skepticism about the integrity of the election that, again, they've heard from their constituents. So, you know, we saw a lot of changes to the election laws in the last session, but all the same, there's been this sort of steady drumbeat from the right wing of the Montana GOP for more to be done.
When Montana Republicans are talking about fraud, what kind of evidence are they bringing up to back up their claims?
Well, for the theories that, you know, were being advanced by the more kind of nationally prominent speakers who came to Western Montana last month, most of their claims tend to rely on statistical analysis and comparisons to previous election outcomes. And they essentially argue that these findings reveal anomalies that couldn't have happened without some sort of widespread tampering. But what they don't offer is much specific in terms of, you know, how some kind of widespread hacking effort or switching votes or other kind of nefarious actions could have actually been carried out. You know, and some of these efforts have been pretty thoroughly debunked. Others have gone to court and failed to hold up under that level of scrutiny. And then kind of more locally, since earlier this year, Brad Chita, who's a Republican representative from Missoula, he's been helping to lead an effort by a number of Republican activists in his area. According to that group, back in January, they conducted a public records review where they counted the validation envelopes, which are one of the envelopes that mail-in ballots have to be sealed inside. And they counted those up and compared them to the county's official election results. And so they said that they found a pretty major discrepancy between the number of ballot envelopes that they counted and the official vote total that came out of Missoula County. And for their part, elections officials have stood by their results. Representative Cheetah has been one of the more vocal lawmakers on this issue, and he's pointed to those findings and suggested that it shows the need to conduct a broader investigation into the 2020 election.
Republicans won all five statewide races and picked up 10 legislative seats in that election in a landslide. So for Republican lawmakers to say the election was not secure is kind of counterintuitive. What's your takeaway there?
Well, yeah, there's definitely been a lot of criticism to that effect. And most Republicans I've asked about this have said, you know, that they believe there seems to have been shenanigans in the last election and they want to get to the bottom of it, whatever the consequences. And then, you know, when I've talked to Democrats, they've been pretty universal in condemning this, you know, saying there's essentially just another way for Republicans to show sort of fealty to Donald Trump, who, of course, still refuses to concede the presidential loss last election and has continued to push this idea that the election was rigged.
You reported that 12 Republican lawmakers did not sign on to the letter and that some may be worried that will hurt their standing in the party. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, you know, nobody's specifically told me on the record that they signed on in order to pass some sort of purity test. But, you know, I spoke with one Republican who refused to sign the letter, and he suggested as much, as did a professor at UM, Lee Banville, who's a political analyst who's been around for a while. You know, and the reality is, you know, June 2022 isn't that far away. There's a lot of contested primaries already. And, you know, we've seen the right wing of the Republican Party kind of turn up the heat and challenging some of those more moderate Republican legislators in the last election. So I think it's fair to assume that'll probably continue into this year. And then, you know, the sort of main Republican lawmaker spearheading this campaign to create a special election committee, Senator Teresa Manzella, a Republican from Hamilton, she was actually pretty explicit about that goal in an address she gave during an event in South Dakota. She called out, you know, so-called moderate Republicans and advocated for kind of more conservative Christian Republicans to take their place.
I'm wondering what comes next here and what kinds of actions lawmakers could pursue.
Probably the best answer is we'll have to just kind of wait and see what approach this special committee takes if their leadership decides to go ahead with it. You know, if that happens, who gets appointed will definitely be a big part of how this all plays out. Some of the more moderate members of the party have signed on and told me that they basically just like to hold hearings with experts, use it as an opportunity to kind of educate voters on how their election system works and talk about what security measures are already in place. And then, you know, the lawmakers who have really been pushing this, though, they've been advocating for county-by-county canvasses in the state, you know, which is a strategy Republicans have advocated for elsewhere around the country, to basically go around knocking on doors, manually checking to make sure the voting rolls are accurate. You know, and others have advocated for something called a forensic audit of the results, which, you know, frankly can mean a lot of things, but could resemble a situation kind of similar to what we saw in Arizona, where you have people hand counting ballots to check the official results and opening up the machines that count votes. So at this point, the two members of leadership, Galton Blaisdell, they've asked the state's Legislative Services Division to check on the process for appointing a special committee since we're outside the legislative session. Their response to their caucuses didn't really indicate one way or the other how they'll decide, but they did raise the possibility of a special session being called to address this, and they've also asked for an estimate of what would be the cost to bring everybody back to Helena for that.
We'll definitely be interested to see what happens. Sam, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.